2020 was a census year, which means the U.S. Congress will reapportion its representation in the House of Representatives. On the state level, census data will be used to draw House and Senate districts for the next legislative elections in 2023. Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman has the statutory responsibility to appoint members to the committee that will consider how these new maps will be drawn. In our sixth and final installment of Your Vote, Your Voice, we begin by exploring the redistricting process with the leader of the Senate.
We were supposed to get the information on our decennial census last year by December. We are required to redistrict the state of Mississippi for its congressional districts beginning congressional elections, which will be next March. They have to qualify by March, and then, of course, elections are runoffs, and will be November, the following November. So we have a time deadline. They postponed because of the pandemic. They postponed us to receiving the information in September the 30th of this year. So we will be on a very short time frame to redistrict the four congressional districts in Mississippi. That's the first thing that will happen. Shortly thereafter, during the legislative session, we will redistrict the members of the Senate and the House. So all of those redistricts will be done probably early next year. We do that so that people will know whether or not they want to run for a particular office. They'll know the district in which they live and which they would be seeking.
Now, it's your responsibility to appoint a commission or a committee to oversee the redistricting?
It is. There are two committees, actually, in Mississippi, one appointed by the House and one appointed by the Senate. And they require individuals from each congressional district, and there are two that I've appointed from each congressional district. And there are a couple that are there based on their position in the Senate. For example, I appointed Senator Parker and Senator Turner Ford from the 1st Congressional District, Senator Hobson and Senator Simmons from the 2nd District, Senator Harkins and Senator Kirby from the 3rd District, Senator DeBar and Senator Wiggins from the 4th District. Then by the fact of their chairmanship of the election committee, Senator Jeff Tate will be on the committee and the vice chairman, which is Senator Hob Bryan. So our 10 are the 10 that I have outlined to you.
I know it's expected that the four congressional districts won't change. How many House districts are there and Senate districts?
The information we have on the general census, we'll have about 3 million people, which is about 700,000, and it takes probably about 500,000 to 600,000 or so. We're short of 5, and we're easily have 4. And obviously, when we get the census data, they have to be proportionately the same. So there have been certain parts of Mississippi that have experienced growth, and there have been certain parts of Mississippi who have experienced out-migration, which is another word for saying people have left. So that will require us to redistrict the four congressional districts.
When the census numbers come in, can they be interpreted? The numbers themselves, not necessarily where they come from, but the numbers themselves.
There are, we do pay attention in addition to the numbers to the majority-minority makeup. You know, there have been several Supreme Court cases on that. So we do pay attention to that aspect that's given to us by the census, but very little other, no economic decisions, no anything like that. Clearly, those are just left up to the committee to come up with. But one thing they do pay attention to, of course, is the majority-minority participation in each district.
Now, I know that there's electoral competitiveness or gerrymandering that runs along political lines. With Mississippi being overwhelmingly Republican, is it safe to assume that the lines will be drawn to favor Republican candidates?
No.
Do you want to add on to that?
I don't think I need to add on to it. We in the Senate, as you can see, the makeup of this committee is bipartisan, and we intend to anticipate looking at districts which are geographical in location who make common sense for cities and counties where we don't have a lot of split precincts. I was a former Secretary of State here. Split precincts just drive everybody crazy, the circuit clerks and the voter. So we don't want split precincts. And so there'll be a lot of things that are taken into account. But we're redistricting Mississippi on the needs, economic needs, the normal political parts, the cities and the counties, and trying to maintain their integrity and not split up like five representatives for one city. What that ends up having is you don't have any representation. So, no, I think our major concerns would be the voter.
Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman, thank you so much.
It's good to see y'all, and we appreciate it.
The redrawing of district maps comes with inherent biases and complications. As Representative Ed Blackman explains, a key priority for many elected officials is to preserve the district that elected them. He shares more about the politics of redistricting with our Ashley Norwood.
Just like in the insect population, the bacteria population, the human population, survival is what it's all about. And the redistricting process, the best district that you have is the one you just got elected from. And most politicians are trying to, when it comes to redistricting every 10 years, you're trying to make sure that you have as close as you can to your chances, increasing your chances of being reelected. So that becomes the issue. And every redistricting scheme, very few politicians want to give up the core of their district. So you have terms such as gerrymandering, and most people don't understand what that is. But you know it. It's like one Supreme Court justice said about pornography. You know it when you see it. And that goes on a lot. And in Mississippi, we have a really serious problem, especially at the state level, because we have the minority districts or the African-American districts are packed. The white districts are packed with like-minded, like-raced people in them. And so you have, at the state level, you have about 50, 51 African-Americans in the legislature. But we're all packed in the districts, about 70-plus. Most of them are 70-plus percent of the African-American majority districts. And that's fine when it comes to equalizing population, but it kind of skews what we do at the from a policy standpoint. It's based on, in Mississippi, unfortunately, it's if you're black, you tend to be a Democrat. If you're white, at least from an electoral standpoint, you tend to be, Republicans tend to be white. So we have that issue coming up in the next redistricting process. It's always been a problem in Mississippi for as long as I've been involved in it.
I'm glad you mentioned gerrymandering, because that is a term that we've heard people associate with redistricting so often. And, I mean, what does that word even come from? Or is there a way to simply define it?
Well, gerrymandering is where you, best example I can give you is a district that was in some years ago, I believe it's 1991 when it's developed, where you were trying to equalize population, you were trying to preserve the incumbent in office, so you had to find a way to do it. And if you're a Republican, for instance, and you find that your population has dropped substantially in your district, and this did happen, and you want to remain in office, you're trying to get into Rankin County. Now, there's a river that separates a lot of that area, too. So we actually drew a district that went around the Pearl River and crossed over a bridge to get into Rankin County to find population. And if you look at a census map, you would find that there are very few dots in there. It's just land, not people, mm-hmm. that you're trying to locate people to in order to create a district. That's gerrymandering. One, you have an intended purpose. You have to find an odd, unusual shape to get there, because districts generally considered to be, they should be compact and contiguous. Now, if you have a stem connecting one piece of land to another piece, you can't. It's not compact and it's not contiguous. But it is contiguous to the extent they are connected, but not in the general sense that most people look at. Mm-hmm. Same thing was done in a Delta district, in a senatorial district. So you can start in Cleveland, Mississippi, and find your district weaving its way down through Yazoo County. So, and that was a black district, by the way.
Was that not too long ago? This sounds
familiar. Yeah, in fact, there was litigation concerning that, too. That was initially, that was Senator Simmons' district when he was in office, and Senator Blackman, my wife's district, when she was initially elected. Her district started out, she had to campaign in Humphreys County, down here to Mississippi, all the way to the Lee County line. So, how's that for gerrymandering?
Ed Blackman, Representative Ed Blackman, with our Ashley Norwood. Work of redrawing Mississippi's maps will begin this summer.